The college admissions scandal has exposed the extreme lengths some wealthy families will go to secure a spot for their child at their dream college. It's possible to find and stay in a college with life-changing potential, even without exponential resources. Indeed, the schools that educate the bulk of American college students get a small fraction of the attention and aren't nearly as selective as the colleges caught up in the alleged bribery scheme. MarketWatch reporter Jillian Berman has a few tips to finding and staying in a school that's right for you. Jillian, take us through this.
Hearing a lot, of course, about all of the lengths that you can go to help your kids get into college if you have money. And this piece just kind of explored what you can, sort of do for free or for limited funds if you're trying to work on getting into college.
One of the things we've certainly seen, I think, in the wake of that scandal is your point number one, and that's don't obsess over prestige. Explain that.
Yeah, so I think that's probably, one of the most important points. There's, a lot of the schools that got caught up in this are, they're very prestigious. They're, quote-unquote name brand schools. And attending schools like that do confer, certain advantages, but it is possible to, to go to a college that maybe not everybody has heard of or, some people have heard of and still do well. So, if you don't tie yourself in knots to get into a specific school, that can really help.
And, many, many times, right? You've seen it, I've seen it. It comes down to what you make of it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, a thing that we know is that depending on your major, really, sort of the level of difference that a degree from a specific school can make varies. So if you are doing, something that's pretty in demand and where the curriculum is going to be pretty similar across different colleges, so, STEM, in a lot of cases, that's true of STEM, your salary is not going to vary too much.
And I thought there was an interesting point made, too, about, well, some of these prestigious schools, you just have better connections. Well, somebody said in the story, I think, you probably had those connections even before you enrolled as a freshman anyway.
Yeah, so that's kind of, what we know about a lot of these more prestigious schools, right, is that in many cases they sort of reproduce an advantage that people already had. They educate, by far there's a much larger share of wealthy students at these schools. And so they bring in with them experience with some of this stuff and actual connections. And then when they leave, of course, that transfers too.
Yeah. We're speaking with MarketWatch reporter Jillian Berman. Point number two, with regards to always pay attention to graduation rates.
Yeah, something that does happen, and I think that was exposed a bit by this, or discussed a little bit by this scandal, is that the bulk of students do not attend the colleges that people have heard of, and in a lot of cases they do okay, but it is true that those schools are often underfunded. They don't get the kind of resources that the super famous schools do. And so that means they may not have the resources to push students through college as quickly as possible. So you do want to pay attention to, how well your school is doing on graduation. Some motivated students, maybe it won't matter so much. Like, they may be able to overcome that resource deficit, but it is something to keep in mind.
How about point number eight, don't panic once you get there?
Yeah, so that's, a lot of students, I think, from, sort of from all income backgrounds, heading to college for the first time can be a tough transition. But if you come from a family where your parents didn't go to college, or, there's just not much experience in your family with college, it can be, a real culture shock. There's a lot of, sort of college, especially these, more elite schools, it's a space kind of designed with a certain level of wealth in mind. And so, it can be hard to deal with that. But if you find yourself struggling, the worst thing to do is to kind of like panic and give up. You made it there for a reason, and Just you got to just find the help you need.
How about applying to a range of schools?
It's good still to, you know, to have a range, especially if you are someone who you know you're going to need some help financially. You want to make sure that you have a few options so you can kind of like weigh what's the best money saver for you.
Thanks, Jillian. Jillian Berman, reporter at MarketWatch.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.